Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And sorry I haven't podcasted lately. I've been traveling a lot. But I wanted to put out this podcast and talk about how narcissists can transform themselves, okay? And how narcissists are wired differently than someone who is not narcissistic. And this is one of the biggest realizations that people have to come to terms with, is realizing that when you're dealing with a narcissist, they are not thinking like you're thinking. In other words, they don't feel that they need to tell the truth, okay? Their aim and their mind is focused on what is to their benefit, okay? Not what is to do the right thing. They don't think about, you know, other people's feelings. They have no empathy. This is a classic trait of narcissists. They have no empathy, okay? And a lot of narcissists know how to transform themselves to their benefit. They're like chameleons. So in other words, a narcissist may act differently to you as opposed to somebody else that they could get some kind of benefit or supply off of. You know, if they feel no value in you, they're going to have very little disregard for you. They may put you down. They may criticize you. They may judge you. And this happens a lot because they don't value you. You're of no value to them, okay? And this also happens a lot if they've already got you. In other words, they know that you are already sweating them. They have control over your emotions and your actions. Once a narcissist knows that you are concerned about them, that's when they gain the control and the power, because now they know that they could do what they want and you're not going anywhere. So one of the things that you have to keep in mind when we're talking about narcissists is you have to look at yourself and you have to look at the narcissist, and you have to say to yourself, you know, am I a benefit to this person's life? Okay. If you're more an asset to that person's life, they're going to want to keep you around. Now, that means that you're a good supply to the narcissist. Maybe you're doing well financially. Maybe you own your own home. Maybe you're very good looking and you look good on the narcissist's arm. Okay. That's how you could be a good supply to the narcissist. And you also have to look at what other supply could that narcissist get? Are you considered grade A supply, or are you low on the supply list? They feel they can get better. Okay. When a narcissist feels that they could get better, they are going to treat you less than you should be treated. Okay. A narcissist will also treat you less, all right, if they have all these options or if they feel you're not going anywhere. Okay. So when you're dealing with a narcissist, you have to understand something. You have to look at the whole picture, the whole scenario of that narcissist. What are their options? Do they have a lot of supply? It's all about supply and demand today, you guys. And this is why, you know, you see a lot of dating coaches, you see a lot of relationship coaches saying, oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to do that. You know, it all depends on the supply and the demand that that person has access to. And today with social media, so many people have access to a lot of supply. There's a lot of supply out there. There's a lot of options out there. And this is why relationships are not holding, because people figure, oh, there's something better out there. Or, oh, you know, I just have to inbox 10 people and maybe one or two will get back to me. You know, they find something they don't like about somebody they're with, and then they're going to try to see who else is around that is better for them. Okay. And a narcissist is always looking for their best opportunity. Okay. They are opportunists. They are users. And they're always, you know, they view the life in terms of materialistic things, okay? They don't necessarily value a beautiful heart unless that person's beautiful heart is going to do something for them, okay? Whether it's financially, whether it's sexually, whether it's doing favors for them or something like that. But to just value somebody who just has a beautiful heart and has nothing else to offer, that's of no use to the narcissist, okay? They may keep you around, they may breadcrumb you, but it doesn't mean they're going to stay with you or that they're not going to be looking for something better on the side. And I had a few people ask me, they said to me, well, if the narcissist is not really into me, why does the narcissist stick around? Why doesn't the narcissist just take off or something like that? Because you are offering something to that narcissist. And this is something a lot of people don't realize, okay? They may be getting little breadcrumbs from the narcissist and they're saying to themselves, well, you know, they criticize me, they judge me, sometimes they ghost me, they're not always around, but they keep coming back. Why do they bother keep coming back if they're not so into me? Because they could be around for other things. They could be around for you for an ego trip. They could be around for you for attention. Maybe you're doing something for that narcissist, okay? You're adding some type of benefit to that narcissist. And a lot of times people don't take into account that it could just be ego, all right? The narcissist knows that when they contact you, when they hit you up, you respond right away and you are waiting on every word of that narcissist. So now the narcissist knows that they have control of you because you're waiting around to hear from that narcissist, you're responding to that narcissist, and now that narcissist knows they have control over you. How do they know they have control? Because you're entertaining the narcissist. The more you entertain that narcissist, the more the narcissist knows they have control over you. So how do you entertain a narcissist? In other words, you text them back right away. You're always available for them. You're always making time for them. They know they've got you, okay? So here's the thing, you guys, you know, not going off on a tangent about just narcissists. What you have to understand when it comes to narcissists is that they transform themselves to try to, you know, mirror the person that they're after. If they see a supply that is a good supply, they are going to, number one, study that supply. They're going to see, what does that supply want? What are they looking for? And they're going to try to transform themselves into that person to fool them into thinking that they have found the perfect match. This is how they transform themselves, and they do this during the love bombing stage, okay? They're very attentive, they're very consistent in the beginning, but it doesn't last. One thing that you have to realize with a narcissist is that a narcissist doesn't stay consistent throughout the relationship. Once they know they got you, you're going to see the consistency drop off. You're going to see an indifference in them. You're going to see that they don't really care whether they see you or not. They'll text you back when they feel like it because they know they got you, you guys. They know they got you, or they have another supply that they're interested in, so they're not sweating you, okay? This is what you have to keep in mind. A narcissist is not wired like you. They're not worried about your feelings, okay? Very rarely will a narcissist worry about your feelings. That's why narcissists are very toxic. They will hurt people for their own benefit. They don't want to resolve conflict with somebody and try to, you know, if they have to resolve conflict and they have to take accountability, that creates a lot of shame in them. And this is something they can't live with, because basically a narcissist looks at themselves like they're less than, even though they put on that fake phony facade that they're self-assured, they have self-confidence, they walk into a room, they take command. Deep down, those are the people that are insecure. Why do I say that? Because they got to prove something, all right? Somebody who is secure does not have to walk into a room and try to get everybody in that room to like them. They're already secure within themselves. They don't have to prove anything. But when you're dealing with a narcissist, they always have to prove who they are. They're always looking for that admiration from people. They want to know that they're liked, and they want to know that a lot of people like them. Everything with a narcissist is numbers. They always got to brag they have so many friends, when in actuality, they don't have a lot of friends. They have a lot of acquaintances. Because a narcissist is not reliable. A narcissist is there for somebody sometimes and not all the time, okay? This is why they have a lot of acquaintances, and also because they want to push in your face that they are popular, that they have a lot of friends, and they may throw out comments to you and say things to you like, oh, you don't have a lot of friends. In other words, they value somebody's worth by how many friends they have, how much money they have in the bank, and how good looking somebody is, okay? They don't just look at it like, oh, you know, you're a good hearted person, you sacrifice for them or anything like that. They may enjoy the benefits of that, but that's not what they put value on, okay? A narcissist puts value on status, all right? And like I said, they stop thinking that a narcissist thinks like you. All right. When they run hot and cold, that's another indication and a red flag that you could be dealing with somebody who's narcissistic. They're unreliable. You can't depend on them. Okay. And you're going to see how they change form when they deal with different people. You'll see how they change form when dealing with their boss. They may kiss up to their boss. This is what covert narcissists constantly do. They kiss up to their bosses. They know how to play the corporate political game, all right? They're very underhanded. They know how to, they know how to kiss up to people and make them like them in order to climb the corporate ladder and to make you look bad, all right? They will make little innuendos to other people, making you look bad, like you're sensitive or you're criticizing something with the company or whatever it could be. And the same thing happens in a family when you're dealing with covert narcissists. You're going to have siblings against sibling. You're going to have a parent who's a narcissist pit one sibling against another sibling, okay? This is how they operate. They're going to treat people differently. So one of the biggest lessons that you have to learn in all of this is, number one, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you have to keep in mind that they do not think like you, okay? They are in this, you know, they're out to get what they can get, and they don't care who they step on along the way, okay? And the other thing that you have to keep in mind is they transform themselves to whatever supply they are aiming at. Like I said, the higher the supply, the better the supply that they want, the more they're going to lay on the sugar, all right? If they're not so much into a supply, but they keep them around, they may run hot and cold with that person because they could take or leave if that person walks out of their life because they're not too thrilled with you anyway. And they may have somebody on the side, or they may be looking to get somebody on the side, all right? So you can never win with a narcissist, you guys. Never win with a narcissist. If you're a good-hearted person, if you're a truthful person, if you're somebody who owns it, understand this. A narcissist is not in the same frame of mind as you, okay? They're not worried about owning something. They're worried about getting over on somebody for their benefit. And you'll see that by their actions. You'll see that by how reliable they are. You'll see that by if you're confused in what they're saying when you ask them a question and they gaslight you. And after they respond to you, you're still not getting a clear cut answer. When you find that you're in that frame of mind of confusion, that's when you know you are not dealing with a transparent person, that this person is, you know, gaslighting you and trying to make you question your own thinking and your own judgment. Never, ever, never doubt yourself. Trust your gut, okay? And when you're dealing with a narcissist, you got to deal with them with kid gloves. Number one, know how to spot a narcissist. I've done podcasts on this, all right? Know how to spot that narcissist. Once you know that you're dealing with a narcissist, you can't expect closure from a narcissist. You can't expect empathy from a narcissist. You can't expect consistency from a narcissist. You can't expect to sit down at a table and resolve conflict if they have to own up to something and take accountability. You just can't expect it from them, okay? You have to just, you know, accept what they are and move on from it and step back from it. And if you have to deal with them, you gray rock them and you deal with them, you know, as least amount of communication as possible, okay? So I just wanted to clarify that about the difference with dealing with a narcissist and how they could be chameleons and how, you know, they're unreliable and how they're not wired like you. And never expect a narcissist to be like you, okay? This is how they were formed, all right, from their childhood. They have a basic personality, and then they were molded by all the factors in their childhood, growing up, okay? Maybe they were an abusive home. Maybe they were a golden child that didn't have boundaries. Whatever the case can be, all right? But the bottom line is, a narcissist is basically selfish and out for themselves, okay? And stop trying to, you know, resolve conflict with somebody like that. That will not be transparent. I hope that helps you guys. And if it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. And have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question.